Script 1, Chocolate. Hello, and welcome to this lesson about the origin of chocolate. At the end of this video, you will be able to explain the origins of cocoa and chocolate, identify the different types and qualities of cocoa beans, name and describe the different steps of the transformation from cocoa to chocolate. You know chocolate in the form of chocolate bars, sweets that we eat at Easter or Valentine's Day. But do you really know the origins of this delightful treat? Before we talk about chocolate, let's start with its main ingredient, cocoa. The Maya, then the Aztecs, were the first to grow and use cocoa. They used it for ceremonies, rituals, and cocoa beans were also used as money. At the time, cocoa was a drink. At the end of the 15th century, when the New World was first discovered, the Spanish settlers discovered and brought it to Europe as a drink that was sweeter than what the Aztecs drank. In the mid-18th century, an Englishman named Joseph Fry invented edible chocolate. From this point, the chocolate industry was born, and many innovations took place. The process for making cocoa powder by the Dutch Casparis van Houten. The invention of milk chocolate by Daniel Peter in Switzerland. The discovery of the conching technique by Rudolf Lindt in Switzerland as well. With those discoveries, Switzerland became famous for chocolate for years. Since the start of the 20th century, chocolate has become much more accessible. Switzerland, Austria, and Ireland are the biggest consumers of chocolate in the world, with between 8 to 10 kilograms of chocolate per person per year. Do you know where cocoa beans come from? The cocoa bean comes from a fruit pod, which itself comes from the cocoa tree. Cocoa trees need heat and humidity to grow, so they tend to thrive in tropical climates along the equator. The Ivory Coast and Ghana are the biggest producers of cocoa beans in the world. What are the different varieties of the cocoa tree? There are four main types of cocoa trees whose cocoa beans and chocolate have different flavors. Criollo beans have an elegant flavor, but the tree is difficult to grow. The beans are expensive and account for less than 10% of global production. Forastero is a hardy cocoa tree, but its beans are not as tasty. It is the most common cocoa tree. Its beans are the least expensive on the market and account for around 70% of global production. Trinitario is a hybrid of the first two. It is hardy, like Forastero, and has the exquisite taste of Criollo. It accounts for around 20% of global production. Nacional is a cocoa tree that grows only in South America, primarily in Ecuador. It produces delicate chocolate with a flavor resembling flowers. It is very rare and makes up less than 3% of global production. Just like wine, which can use different varieties of grapes, one or more types of cocoa can be used to make a single chocolate. We therefore use the following terms. Blended chocolate. If the beans that go into the chocolate are from different varieties or origins, this type is generally cheaper and sold in grocery stores. Pure origin or Grand Cru. If the beans come from just one variety or region, this type has more character, is more expensive, and is used by expert chocolate craftsmen. How are cocoa beans transformed into chocolate? Transformation takes place in two phases. The first stage happens directly on the plantation, and the second phase in a chocolate factory. Here are the first stages of phase one. Step one, harvest. Pods are harvested. Step 2. Opening. Pods are opened and beans removed. Step 3. Fermentation. The beans are fermented to allow the cocoa flavor to develop. Step 4. Drying. Fermentation is stopped by drying. This helps preserve the beans. Step 5. Shipping. The beans are sorted and bagged. Then beans are shipped to chocolate factories, where they will undergo the second part of their transformation. Dear students, I hope you have enjoyed this first video on chocolate. In the next video, we will go further in depth in the second phase, chocolate making.